Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, welcome everybody to Chogcast number 78. Unfortunately, this is our final full day in Korea.
And our final live ep from Korea.
I think so, yeah. Final live ep as well. But there's actually some big news today.
There's actually a pretty big Rocket League update,
but it's a Rocket League update.
Riz was a bit flat about the update. Like, I'm pretty hyped about it. He's feeling a little bit like let down.
But before we get into that, patreon.com/chalkcast. The reason that we're here, Korea has been absolutely fantastic. We're smashing through the sub goals and we are trying to hit all of them. We want to release merch. That's kind of the end goal.
We're at 674. 674. Another 26 patrons, and we dropped the vlog of the whole trip, which is substantial. Yep. Then I think 50 more on top of that, it's a food tour, which involves Rizzo and CJ being coerced into eating things they don't want to eat by me. So you don't want to miss that.
And although this is our last live episode, as we said, we've got baseball vlog, we've got the trip vlog, and we've got about 3 months of recorded content for you
we
patrons.
Have recorded so many.
So if you have enjoyed us being here in person, I'll tell you what, the episodes that we did yesterday, particularly one of them.
We got scammed. Well, we can say what it is.
Okay, we can tell.
Yeah, you seem dumb.
So we're in Korea. We wanted to try some, you know, this skincare stuff they got going on here. It's supposed to be pretty good. We're like, yeah, we've all got bad skin. Let's do face masks. So we did, you know, Korean face masks. But not only that, Athena pulls up with foot masks as well. Something I didn't even know.
I did not know that existed.
Foot masks, feet masks.
I was questionable, but I was like, okay, you know, it'd be a nice little nourishment for my tootsies.
Nourishment.
So I will go for it. It'll, you know, if you have dry feet, I was like, it makes sense. It makes sense.
No, but we got the dogs out. We're like, actually, our feet don't look that bad. Yeah. You know, they look pretty good.
And they were kind of barking, the puppies, and they were ready to go.
A little bit barking.
Yeah.
But yeah, we slid our feet in these like slimy, disgusting, moist bags. And then we tied around the ankle. It was like some tape. And that's when Athena, you know, informed us that actually these are, they're peeling
Peeling
foot mask, which it is as terrifying as it sounds. In about 3 or 4 days, our feet are going to peel.
Like
a snake.
We're basically going to shed.
New skin. We're going to shed, apparently, from our feet.
And then, weirdly enough, when she told us, all of a sudden my feet just started burning.
Yeah, When she said that, I was so conscious of my feet. Like, I was paranoid about my feet.
They
I was like,
just,
why are my feet melting?
They were
like, what
burning.
Is going on?
Oh, it was outrageous.
Thanks, Athena, for the foot, heel mask.
So, did you get placeboed into the burn? I'll say, I did not put on the foot mask. I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm just going to do the face mask.
He must have known. I think he had I swear I did not.
Didn't want the dogs out. I don't want them barking at you.
Can we make a new Patreon goal for Rizzo to do a foot peel mask? Yeah. How many patrons do we need?
Sub to the Patreon.
Yeah. Right. That's another 186 patrons. Yeah. No, 176. And we will put a foot peel mask on Rizzo. We might even just like wrap him up his whole body in one of those. Like, see what happens.
I did do the face mask.
Now, listen, guys.
CJ was dying at the look of me.
I'll plug the Patreon until my grave, until I die. Mm. But there's one thing, honestly, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my
Rizzo
life.
Trying to do a
was
face
Rizzo
mask.
Trying to put on his face mask? My guy looked like General Grievous. He looked like Dwight Schrute cutting off the dummy in the CPR episode of The Office. This guy could not get this mask stuck to his face. It was just flapping in the wind. It was up. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, it was just a fun. He looked like a human squid. Like, it was the funniest thing. And we just kept looking. Oh, yeah, there's the put Marcy there. Is that coming up? But I tell you what, it was the funniest thing ever. If you have not subbed to the Patreon, that episode will be coming out. Shortly. We have weekly episodes released, so we're getting pumped out. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon and watch that episode. I was in tears.
I do think that episode will be coming out in like 2 months. I will say, but
I mean, there's great episodes up until that.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, yeah, and then at one point I look over at Rizzo, and his nose is just out. There's like a covering that goes on your nose for the face mask, and I don't know where that went.
No, he just said, I don't need that.
It was just a human schnoz. Like, it was so funny.
Like, I mean, I've gained a new appreciation for face masks, because that was difficult. Like, we struggled to keep those on our faces. It was really hard.
It was the beard. It doesn't stick to hair. Like, it made it harder.
But actually, the girls did say that mine was like closest to what it should be.
And you have the biggest beard.
Eventually. So, like, I think I just really had to, like, you know, get it to
Maybe I just got a small head.
You really got to get it to commit to the beard.
Yeah. I'd made my, like, mouth hole a little bit too wide. So.
He just ripped
No, see, CJ looked terrified. Johnny looked fairly normal. CJ looked like a freak.
CJ looked like he's about to, like, you know, commit mass murder in Texas with a chainsaw.
Yes.
But every time Rizzo spoke with his mask on, just the bottom bit, like, blah, 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 and he just started flapping in the wind. Like, it was ridiculous. Anyway, make sure
every time he turned around, he's like,
like the aircon would catch him, and he just. I'll tell you what, but sure you sub to the Patreon, because awesome bonus content has been filmed. So if you're disappointed, this is our last day for the live.
Don't worry.
Of content on the Patreon and Rizzo's YouTube as well for the vlogs.
Yeah, and we're going to record even more.
We recorded the Korean snack.
We did the
tier list yesterday. Yeah, snack and candy tier list. Yeah. That was great. I love that. That was the most fun.
That was so fun.
I think
fun.
Piece of content we recorded for
that
me.
That was fun.
It was.
That was a good time. Yeah, we tried like, what is it? Maybe like 15 different things.
Oh, we tried.
Maybe like 12.
Some were 12. Yeah, I think between 10
and 15. Yeah, it was a lot. It was really good.
But I liked
everything, but. These guys did not like. There was a couple of fishy, numbers in there.
Yeah, let's say it wasn't a candy. It was not a candy tier list. There was some candy, but there was just some food.
CJ nearly died of spice somehow.
Yeah,
I was like, what is happening?
That was
I'm good.
You must have got a chili.
I got a chili. Some was terrible. Yeah, fish candy. Clearly, they didn't stick to the candy.
No, it was more like snacks. So we asked the girls, can you go get us Korean candy? And they just, like, you know, they saw some...
Which I think is better.
They saw some... Oh, should we say what it was? I think we can say what it was.
That's fine.
They saw some squid jerky.
Like dried squid.
We need to buy
that. It was just like a squid that had been shrunk in the washing, like, put in the dryer, like a sock that has shrunk. It was like a big squid.
I'm pretty sure they just went and got a squid from the market, brought it back, and ironed it. And they're like, there you go.
It was just a flat shrunk squid that we ate.
I didn't mind, actually. It was okay.
Why is everyone saying wide time and wide ducks? What is this?
I know what wide duck ass is. I don't know what wide time is. It's an emo. I don't think it's a squid.
So it's not a squid. Okay.
Oh, I can't see it because I'm on like a different. Let me fix it.
I need 7TV to see those bad boys.
But anyway, I just want to give a quick. This is our last one in Korea. But more content, get on the Patreon. Back to the Rocket League.
Back to the Rocket League.
There was an update. Yeah, yeah. True.
Yeah, there was a. Actually, let me pull this up specifically. To know the biggest one, the name changes for some of the items. A lot of people were saying that this makes absolutely no sense and this one's unnecessary for the most part. It's like if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we kind of like when Athena told us about this one, we were like, okay, next. We wanted to know the other one. So wait, what are actually the name?
Oh yeah, just to wait. What?
Oh, give us the name
changes.
What are the name changes
of the items?
Yeah, so starting tomorrow, the names of these item rarities will change. A common is now known as a base. Uncommon is a sport. Rare is special. Very rare is deluxe, and limited is luxury.
Now that I hear it again, I'm not going to lie, I kind of hate that. Like, why change it? Like,
I think when you read it out loud,
common, uncommon, it was... Wait, is this... Don't tell me it's in Fortnite.
No, I know why. It's because if you're a kid, right, you're a little kiddie, you've stolen your mum's credit card, don't do that. and you unlock something and it says uncommon. Uncommon. Well, uncommon. Common's base now, so it's kind of like the same thing. But if you get something that says uncommon, you're like, oh, what
a
waste.
You're like, what does that mean?
But if you get something that says sport.
Sport mode.
You know, sport. Okay, I guess. So there's no, it's kind of like removing the actual, like, this is worse, this is next worst, this is next worst, and kind of being like, this is the base model, and all the other ones are cool.
Yeah, they're all cool. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to know that, like, you get sport, you're like, oh, maybe it, like, makes my car faster.
This is in line with changing the population tiers or rank to good, great, amazing. Like, everything's good now. Wow. Like, every item
is good. It's all positive.
Wow.
You get your base model and then the upgrades. And all the upgrades are good. Yeah,
because nobody wants, like, common or an uncommon.
No, you want sport.
You want a base. Luxury. To be fair, base is still
maybe they need to
common.
Juice up base a little bit. Base doesn't sound as exciting as any others. Like, sport, deluxe, what was it, luxury.
Mm.
We need to do something base a little bit.
I think you still need base. I think you need like the, it's like, it's
you
like,
need the default.
Yeah, it's like.
You need base to
it's
compare.
It's basically like you're purchasing a car. You get the base car or you get the sport model or you get the luxury model. You know, that's kind of like what they've
got. Is that what they're going for? Like car? Okay.
So you're kind of getting, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, nothing changes, you know, whatever. Well, for me, like I will never notice what rarity something is. I'm not. Are you item Andes? I'm not an item Andy.
No.
I have no idea about any item in the game. I really couldn't care.
I'm pretty sure I've used the same default one paint car for like 7 years.
So you guys are like Alpha Boost and the rest don't care.
Yeah. It's like Counter-Strike. I like default skins. Mm. League of Legends, default.
If I played Counter-Strike, though, I would be a skin Andy.
No,
100%.
I wasn't really a... Were you a skin Andy in League of Legends? I wasn't really.
No,
a little bit.
But I like the idea of trading. I like the idea of some sort of, like, trading economy.
Trading and CS.
So, like, yeah. Well, not relevant really at all, but, like, Grand Exchange and RuneScape type of thing.
Mm. Mm.
So, but,
that's like a market. Small Rocket League change, and we're, like, you know, we're pretty whatever about that one, but... The next one, okay, now we've got a discussion. Rizzo.
Before we hop in that, Mizu, shout out to you. Thank you for the raid. Absolute superstar.
My goat.
Legend.
So that was a little update. And I tell you what, that caused some shit on Twitter, that first one.
Everyone was like,
are you serious?
Everyone was like, what are we doing? Everyone was like, why?
I didn't even look at the replies.
To be fair, they did actually tweet that one second.
Oh, they did second?
Yeah, so that one came up afterwards. So it was like they made... the initial tweet, everybody's like, oh, this is awesome, and then they made a second one, everybody's like, why? What are you doing?
Yeah, they probably should have saved that one. Yeah.
But, all right, here's the big one.
Big one.
Yeah, big one.
Starting tomorrow, nameplates over your teammates will show how much boost they have left. Remaining boost will be displayed in a small circle next to their display name, and it shows, like, a little GIF. Basically, on the left side of a nameplate, it has, just like a circle that empties when people use boost. It's fully white when the boost is full, and then it blends into the color, whether it's orange or blue, when they empty it.
Oh, it's white when it's empty?
When it's full.
No, it's full. It's full. White, and then goes.
And it blends into the nameplate, so it's like it'll turn orange.
Right.
Or turn blue.
And I guess I need to see it.
The initial thing
is everyone's, you know, in terms of ranked, I guess that's kind of where you first look, and you can't now be like, oh, I was low on boost, because you can be like, brother, you're a full moon. you weren't low.
You got a half crescent.
You got a half crescent over there, brother. Make that save.
You can be more toxic because you'd be like, there's so much boost there. Come on. Do something with it.
It could be more toxic. Brother, you got a baby crest. You can hit that save.
Baby crest.
You got a baby crest. So, yeah, there's that to it. Now there's no more. You're a full moon. you can't make the excuse. I had no boost.
The amount of times I've messed up a save and then I just stop using boost for the entire 3 seconds remaining in whatever you want to call it, celebration, until the replay starts, kicks in, and I'm like, yep, not gonna use boost, just gonna pretend that we didn't have 50 for that whiff. And now, everybody knows. Well, actually the teammates know, so it's even worse. Now that I like this change. This is really cool. I like it. Gameplay update, first of all, that's cool. That's cool to see. Exactly. That's a really good sign.
They did change the game.
Yeah, they changed the gameplay update.
That's Matt. The first time. First time. And the last one.
First, unironically, first non-item update in how long?
Yeah, non-item or new map.
Marty tweeted that. He said today that that's first gameplay update in a long time, his words. And he's right. It made me think, like, actually, true. When was the last gameplay update?
So I cannot remember.
That's really positive. The fact is a gameplay update is really cool. But also, it's a W update. I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how much boost my teammates have when they whiff a save, so I can, you know, tell them that they're bad.
I guess the last gameplay update I can remember was I guess you could say hitbox. Is that game like hitbox standardization or the changing like all the turn radiuses with the same? You know, when they like at the start, everyone had ton of
different... Yeah, was that before or after the Neo Tokyo update or like the unlimited flip update?
Oh yeah, that.
Oh wow,
well.
Yeah.
That was probably afterwards. So that's probably is that the most recent one?
Wow.
Besides like
flip race says 2017.
Besides like them
and directional error
breaking. Directional error is one. Yeah. So I would say that's probably the most recent one.
Mm.
But besides them like breaking the physics and having to patch it, you know, like that doesn't really count as like an actual gameplay update.
Yeah, adding like the permanent flip to the game for Neo Tokyo was one of the best accidental changes ever. Probably the best, because they did not think nobody thought flip reset would be a thing back then, because players were nowhere near good enough to even comprehend landing on the ball midair, never mind like landing in the ball and it being worth anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was one of the most brilliant accidental changes.
It was just the idea of having an unlimited timed flip was like, people started going for it.
They thought, okay, there's this ramp in Neo Tokyo, the original. And if players ramp off into the air, they should be able to flip. Like, it just makes sense that you would be able to ramp off and flip, like, after 2-3 seconds. That's why they added it to the game.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of people were pretty hyped about the update in general.
About the boost one?
The boost one.
Yeah.
The item one, I don't think people...
The item one.
Yeah, I just checked the replies. They're like, why? Like, why would you do this? But, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe they've got some data that this is better.
It seems good.
Fortnite? I thought they were just like trying, you know, Fortnite-ify the items.
Fortnite-ify.
Yeah, what do they call it in Fortnite? Do they have luxury items in Fortnite? Do they have sports?
No, I remember
items?
Them having what epic items.
Epic items.
Like they're like legendary. Epic. Like their gold is legendary.
Rare, epic, legendary.
That's the weird thing. I feel like epic is way more, like epic is in the rarity, is way more transferable between games, whereas luxury... It's very car. When you said the car, like, you know, type
models,
of car, that did make sense. I'm like, okay, that does. There's an angle there, but surely when you make that change, you're kind of committed for a bit. You can't, like, you know, next month be like, so anyway, we're gonna change it to epic and legendary and rare.
The one thing, I guess, getting back to the
Fortnite actually got rid of the rarity names.
Oh, so they've done the same thing. What a Fortnite now. They don't have any rarities. They still have the colors and stuff. Like, Fortnite's always been, because they're like colored weapons, you know. You got like blue, purple, gold, green weapons.
People saying, where's the alcohol? It's like, it's midday. Like, you guys are ridiculous.
Trust me, Johnny doesn't need any more.
No.
He's had a big one. Getting back to
the... Yeah, may or may not have fallen asleep in the toilet. Like, it happens.
Are we going to get in? Are you diving into that?
That's about it. Like, okay, I wasn't going to dive into the toilet, if that's what you mean. No.
Yeah. And he had a big one. We didn't have as big of a night, but I heard that Johnny had quite a large one.
Yeah.
Quite a large one. Yeah, we had
like, oh wait, let's not get carried away. I'm looking at the update.
Can I go back to the boost one?
Rewind.
Yeah, sorry, rewind. Sorry, how quickly can we just diverge into Korea talk? For me, I think, I don't know if you would listen to that, I was just messaging, but I would have preferred with the boost update instead of being on the nameplates.
Just like being to be a
HUD. So you know when you watch
the HUD.
So when you're watching and I know they mentioned it in the tweet, they didn't want it to be on the HUD because they didn't want it to be distracting. So they have it on their nameplates. I would have preferred you jump into the game, your top right corner, you've got your two teammates with their HUD, with their boost. So you can just quickly glance up there. And your rebuttal to that, because I was saying if someone's behind you, you don't know. Like, I just want to have a quick look. I don't want to have to try and find my teammate on the pitch in rank to try and like see on the little nameplate how much of a moon they have. I'd rather just look up there. There's this. There's the meetup, just like RLCS, basically, except you only have your teammate, not the other team, their boost. Like, it's, you give them a quick glance, and then you can make a play based on that. But, you know, as you're, I guess, as you said, it helps for awareness because you're having to, you know, use your reverse mirror.
This is like skill-based. Yeah, skill-based. If you're a really good player, you can, like, you know, look behind you, see how much boost your teammate behind you's got, whereas, like, a lower-level player is not going to do that. They're just going to, like, you know, look what's in front of them and not have that info. So now it's, like, it's higher skill, I guess, to have it attached to the nameplate. You do have to, like, work to keep track of it. Which I don't mind. I mean, we've not played the game with this in it, so maybe we're going to, like, hop on and be like, oh, wait, this is, like, really easy to see. Like, actually, a lot. It's, like, automatic almost. But, yeah, you guys, is it in the game right now? Or is it coming?
It said starting tomorrow is the name tag thing. Also, tomorrow. Chat, does my mic sound like poops still? Somebody said.
Okay, tomorrow.
Somebody said put your mic up your ass.
I'm really looking forward
better.
To people like the change when they heard about it, but I'm looking forward to seeing, like, you know, examples of it. Because the only clip in the announcement is somebody, like, missing the ball in the air. I was like, I need to see it with, like, you know, lots of cars from actual gameplay POV to have a good view of it. Because I've always thought of it as, like, imagine the nameplate, like, filled and depleted, like a boost meter. Mm-hmm. Like, if it just had two colors of orange, two colors of blue.
Oh, it's just the bar, the nameplate, yeah.
But now it's, yeah, they've gone with a little, like, you know, circle on the side. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what it looks like.
The other thing for me, though, in terms of favoring the HUD, is if you're a casual, right, you kind of jump into Rocket League every 6 months, maybe 12 months, whatever. I kind of like the idea of coming back and, like, there's something, like, different visually on the screen. Mm. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's a new game. But, like, Rocket League, like, there hasn't been, they haven't changed, like, the overlay or HUD or anything for ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's still the same.
Like,
but at least if you have, like, this is, like, a bit more futuristic. Like, but now we've got a little HUD there for your player names. Like, it's a bit more, I don't know, it's a bit more going on. Like, I know some people on the other side of things, they want just, like, the minimalistic feel. But I think just having, like, I don't know, even if they just reskinned, like, the overlay and the HUD and stuff. Do you know what I mean? It'll just make it feel maybe fresh, like a new game. Like, you say, jumping in, okay, it's still the same text, it's the same font, everything's the same, there's nothing additional on the screen. Just having something like that, I feel like, would be like, okay, there's, like, something different on the screen.
Talked about yesterday, like, this off stream, I think we talked about, like, back when cars used to be, like, different in game, the hotshot could turn faster than any other car, or turn in a tighter, like, you know, turning radius. And we're thinking, like, should they bring that back? Should there be a car? Like, what if the Merc, like, hits the ball harder than any other car? You just get, like, a 5% like power bonus.
I would love it too.
And what if, like,
I know a lot of people are against that, but I would love
that. Okay, yeah, let's see. Like, chat, yes or no? Should, you know, the Merc hit the ball 5% faster, but the trade off is it's, you know, 5% worse in, let's say, top speed? Should the you know, Breakout have a 5% bonus on top speed, but hit the ball weaker? Should there be, like, attributes for cars?
I think so.
I think yes. 100%. I think it would be good, because right now, I don't think Psyonix or Epic.
I think it was after we watched LCK.
Yeah.
We're like, we need pick bands. We need some substance.
Pick bands are so cool in League. I just want the ability to be like,
we need something.
Players main certain cars.
What if, imagine we had, like, different car attributes. You could have turning radius, like, power. You could have, like, how heavy the car is, like, genuine heavy car bug could be a thing, where some cars, like, you need more boost to, like, get up in the air. Some cars are, like, just, like, faster. Like, you could have so many different attributes. Some cars accelerate quicker, whatever it is. And then we could have a pick and ban phase. So, like,
I think it's
G2 versus Gentlemates. Daniel's up first. He locks in the Fennec. Oh, my goodness. It'd be like, Silence would be like, even with the changes, people are still playing this car. And then, like, goes
the crowd would be like, ah,
Gentlemates, it locks in the Octane, and everybody's got to play a unique car. Like,
and then you could have, like, you know, it's like League. This player is undefeated on the Dominus or on the Hot Rod or something.
What
like,
they,
it's
like, target
stat.
Ban? It's like, oh my goodness, they banned all.
They banned his Hot Rod.
They've target banned Beast Mode. They've banned all of his cars. He's like, he only plays three cars. They've target banned him, and now he has to play, like, his fourth car, and he hates it. Like, I think it would give it more personality.
Let's try it in, like, a bonus mode first, if they can somehow. I know it's got to take a lot of work to do it, but I just think then cars become OP. It's the same as any other game.
So what? That's fine.
Like, you can balance them.
Like, well, when you watch, like, a sport, or when you watch, like, you know, any competition, you're not watching, like, five of the same player on a team. Like, everybody's different. Mm. It's good to have personality, and it's good to have variety as well. That can't be a bad thing.
Can help do that, yeah, for sure.
And if something's OP, you know, they put in, like, okay, the Octane's got, you know, whatever, 10% buff to air roll speed, I don't know, and they figure out, okay, that's actually really strong for this reason we didn't know, then, you know, dial it back. You could just, like, you know, make tweaks to the stats of every car. It could also just be, instead of, like, only having one difference, you could have, like, combinations where, you know, some cars are good in three different categories and bad
like
in three other ones.
Like airspeed sort of thing.
Yeah, airspeed, grind speed, acceleration,
people just
radius.
Use the fastest car, but I don't... Like, no, they wouldn't. I don't think so.
What if another car can, like, it can hold 110 boosts instead of 100? Like, there's so many different, like, tweaks you can make that would all affect gameplay, but it wouldn't be complete. It wouldn't change the game, like, drastically.
Well, I don't know. I would say that would change the game pretty drastically.
No, but what I mean is, like, it wouldn't change the fundamentals of the game. It's like, we're still trying to score, like,
goals. There's no, like, portals in the map.
Yeah, we're not adding portals.
Like that, yeah.
We're not, like, you know, changing the shape of the pitch to be a triangle. Like, it's still fundamentally still Rocket League, but now the cars are just different.
There's a lot of people saying no to this idea, which I love and I completely expect it, but I think this would be so sick.
Yeah, I think, like, the purest of, like, regular sports is, like, don't touch anything, but I wouldn't mind it. I'm not saying implement it straight into RLCS. I just want to say, like, give us a bonus game mode with some different stats, and then maybe people will be like, okay.
No, maybe people will be like, wait, this is actually kind of fire, though. Like, imagine you're just, like...
Hate change. Like, it's, like, too divisive as well. Like, if you do... do it in an alternate game mode, people be like, yes, this is
bad. Imagine,
I would never
can you imagine how many, like, you know, new skins, like, from a business perspective, that has to be good for, like, Epic and Psyonix. They're thinking, for the longest time, they've been trying to get people to stop playing the Octane and the Fennec. They're like, please, guys, like, there are more cars in the game. They drop a new car, nobody plays it. They just play the Octane and Fennec, at high level, at least. But if imagine you watch a pro game, and there's six different cars on the pitch, and everybody's, like, you know, locking different presets. There's, like... oh my goodness, this guy's just locked in for the first time ever in RCS. This car, guaranteed, like, you know, skins of that car are going to go up in sales. It has to.
All retired fossils want the game to be hero-based. No, I just think we've been...
retired fossils.
We've been influenced a little bit, you know, watching the LCK. Like, Peak Band is so cool. It's like counter-strategy. You know, it's not just everyone gets their best, you know, champ
every
time.
It's just more variety.
Time.
Like, you know, oh my goodness, he's locked in the Merc. It's like a slower car. It accelerates badly. Well, it can't fly, but it can boom the ball. That's sick. Let's see how that
Where
plays
I'm
out.
At is I just feel like I'm so desperate for, like, a big change. Like, cool, I can see my teammates boost now, but that's not going to make me hop on, like, any more than I already was.
You were probably
to.
The least hyped about the boost.
Yeah,
there.
You guys were like, this is good change. It's good
no,
for
W change. I'm
teammate.
Excited to see it.
It is good, like... I think just fundamentally, I think it's a good thing to have in
but
the game.
But you hop on for the car, like, attributes?
I would 100% hop on.
Try every car.
I would go through, try every car, I'd be interested to see, like, which cars are, like, kind of, like, counter matchups in a way, which ones perform better versus others, all that stuff. It's more strategical that way.
With the boost one, too, I was looking through the comments, I was looking through Reddit.
Imagine 1v1s.
A lot of people, well, 1v1s would be shit. A lot of people with the boost, though, were saying, like, oh, this is going to completely change pro play. I could not disagree anymore. I think it's just, like, pros already know how much boost your teammates have. Like, having it on the screen, changes it.
Your teammate
saying,
says
like,
they're
not
low.
Having a com boost will save so much time. You can com other stuff.
They're still going to com boost.
I still fully disagree.
They're not just going to stop. Be like, you can see my boost, dude. You should know.
They are still going to com boost.
Yeah, it's an extra little thing on the screen, but it's absolutely not really going to do anything to pro play at all. I think it's just more ranked. It's more that there's less to com. You can have more awareness of what your teammates are doing. But when you're in a 3v3 game, most of the time you don't even need teammates don't need a com boost. You know how much boost your teammates have, how much boost the other team has. Just like, as people say, it's like a sixth sense. Like, once you're in the game, you just sort of know. And very rarely are you like, oh, where'd that guy get 100?
It's not a complete nothing, though.
It's not a complete nothing.
Yeah, people are maybe overreacting, saying this is going to completely change pro play. I think it will be like a quality of life improvement for pros, but it won't be massive. It will definitely be a change, like, in a small way, but it won't be like, this is a different game. Like, some people are saying it's going to completely revolutionize pro play. It's going to be like, it's going to, you know, slightly alter the way pros come.
I don't I don't even think it's going to alter the way they comp. I think the only like relevant thing here is like if your teammate is first man, because you have to be able to see the person, right?
Yeah.
To know like how much boost they have.
Third man maybe going to comp. Essentially, but first man's not going to comp.
So like, think about like the first man being on like a sidewall or something, and you see he has no boost, and the ball's all the way out in mid. You know that you can go. Your teammate's not going to dive towards midfield because like you can react to that like maybe half a second quicker. Yeah. Because
it'll,
they don't have to wait for the call.
Like a ranked like thing. Like, you know, when your teammate and an opponent, like they both drive over the boost at the same time, you're like, oh, I wonder who got it. Like, and then you had to wait and see who uses boost. And then you're like, okay, that guy got it. But now you'll know. You'll see like your teammates like a moon, like fill up or not.
Yeah.
So there will be like instances where it does matter. It will make a change. You'll see like your ranked teammate in net with zero not moving. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Whereas before, you see them in net like not moving and you're like, are they boost starved? Are they pretending to be boost starved to try and bait the opponents overextend? Like, it'll be more of a ranked change than a pro play change. But pro play definitely, I think, will be influence this a little bit.
Because someone's saying, like, in pro, you can see, you know, if the player's on the ball and they're low. But, I mean, if you watch the latest Copenhagen land, what players can do these days with 10 boost, 11 boost? Yeah. Like, even if they've got a little blip, they're still going to be able to do something. So you don't want to like fully react just off that and not listen to your teammates anymore because your teammates can still do something. Yeah, like zero boost, they're still going to be able to do stuff. Like it's not like, oh, he's got nothing. He's now irrelevant. I'm going to overcommit.
Like, the amount of live streams, I have seen a lot of live streams like, I mean, I'm sure all of you can relate where like a pro will be streaming their ranked gameplay and then they say, oh, he didn't have boost, talking about a teammate or like, oh, he got the boost. Like there is definitely like boost is a big part of the game. So just knowing how much your random teammate that you're not in comms with has will be massive, I think, because you could just make the right move every time if you know.
I think it'd be cool for you spectating 1v1s as well because spectators can see both boost nameplates. So like when you're watching, when you're doing a 1v1, you're on someone's POV. You can see the other person.
Will spectators be able to see?
Yeah,
both?
You can.
They said that.
Yeah.
Ah, I like
so
that.
You can see both.
That's like we're upgrading. Like I remember way back in the day, spectator used to see no boost if you went on POV. Do you remember that?
Oh, it was just bugged. Yeah,
it was actually just like
it's a blank screen.
The base game. Like there was no boost like available in spectator, so you'd be. It was kind of like a fun mini game. Like you know, two players drive over the boost. You're like, okay, let's figure out who got it. Just by watching. And then they added boost to spectator. Now they've added, like, I guess, more visual boost. I like it. I'm happy to see that change. Very cool.
You know, the alternate, like, this car hits 5% harder sort of thing, it should be, like, or it's what Rumble kind of should have been, in a way. I think Rumble, like, flopped super hard because they never updated anything. They only updated, like, spikes.
Yeah.
It was, like, spikes lasted for, like, 30 seconds at one point. Now they last for, like, 10. Like, they debuffed them. But it was cool that they actively like change something with it, but they don't change anything in Rumble anymore. So it's
no more power up.
They don't add anything. They don't remove anything. They don't nerf, patch, like.
But I'm guessing it's because like it didn't get as much play. They like made this Rumble game mode. Not many people played it. They're like, all right, let's just leave it.
I think it did at first, like initially, but it kind of just died off.
Yeah,
I think Rumble was one of the more popular modes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably still is.
It's kind of like the non-standard maps when they came in. It kind of like the skill level wasn't good enough at that time. So we're like, let's get back to normal. But I'm still not a fan of changing the maps, to be honest. I kind of like we've got a set sandbox to do stuff on.
I'd be okay with seeing like a bigger map with a bigger goal because like the size of the goal is very small actually compared to how good players are at defending it. So if you increase the map size, I think you need to increase the size of the goal as well. Otherwise, it's going to be like 0-0, 1-0, like every game. Nobody's going to score.
Mm-hmm.
Too big. Like, yeah, Lethemer made a map, like a huge map. And it was like, did he play 4v4 on it or 5v5? I can't remember. I was casting it and I was like, this is so boring. Because it wasn't like a bad idea. It was a really good idea by Leth to make this. But there were just no goals. Like, there was way too much boost, which is another thing, actually. A lot of people think that giving pros unlimited boost would be a good thing. It's like, wow, let's see what pros can do with unlimited boost. I can't wait to see what this like next level pro can do when you give them unlimited boost. It's going to be crazy. But actually, it isn't. It's just boring. Now the defender has unlimited boost. So, like, instead of the attacker using flip resets and, pre-flips and, like, all these kind of, like, moves to be efficient, they're just using their unlimited boost and the defender's just ball chasing. Like every defender's just going to be like, yep, I'm sending it. So it's not fun. Like watching unlimited boost pro play is way more boring than...
And bigger maps as well is actually just less goals. Like, yeah, nothing happens at all. It's just midfield game and nothing happens.
Yeah, I want a smaller map.
I think it's perfect size in that you can score from, you know, end to end quick. Yeah, like, you still need someone deep third.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you could always adjust the map and still... Well, not to an extreme, I don't think. But you could make the map any size and be like, yeah, this is just the perfect size. Regardless, because it's like how people have played for 8 years, right? Mm. If you just give them the sandbox that they were given, like you mentioned, and they're just gonna adapt to that, right?
Yeah,
it's like these things work because that's just how big the map is. But if the map was like 20% bigger or smaller, it would be the same thing.
What do you think about that from Livy? You can you can stack flip resets. Because you know how people, you know, they're off the ceiling. Sometimes players now, you see, they go off the ceiling and then get a reset. They don't even use one of them.
They don't even use
first. But what if you, like, went off the ceiling and then went under or got a reset on top of it? And then you went, boom, boom. You're like a double flip.
They should have a stack reset. Somebody mentioned, like, adding to the HUD when they did this, like, boost change to show when you have a flip reset.
A flip reset indicator?
Yeah, a flip reset indicator, which I don't know if that's necessary, but if you were able to get two flip resets, I think it would be necessary to show that you have two.
There's different ways to do a flip reset indicator. So number one is just for the player themselves. There could be an indicator for the player to know that they've got one. Number two would be the teammates can also see. Mm-hmm. And then number three would be everybody can see it. I don't like everybody being able to see it. I'm okay with teammates seeing it, but I think it would definitely be a good thing if the player themselves knows, because sometimes you've got a reset or you think you do and you're like, where on earth is my flip reset?
Or it lags through it. It's like that lag reset.
Yeah,
that
a flip reset?
Yeah.
And maybe it's a skill issue, but I think there's nothing wrong. Like when Sideswipe came out and they had a flip reset indicator, I was like, that's just a good, that's just great. Like, I love that. Like when you're in the air and you try and get a flip reset, you know if you've got one. Like figures, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not like nobody can tell me that it's fun to be like, nice, I think I got the reset. Then you press your jump and nothing happens. Like, come on, that's not fun. That's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
When you genuinely think you've got one and you don't.
I think it'd be alright, but yeah, maybe for you, maybe it's something you can turn on and off in the overlay or something. Like it's you can choose to have it on or not.
Also, the DeLorean does have a flip reset indicator. Do you know this?
Yeah, the wheels. DeLorean
car, the wheels they turn into actual wheels instead of the hovercraft when you get the flip back.
Which is weird that one car kind of has
one car
has one has maybe one car indicator. Has what we're talking about. Yeah. It's one car is buffed technically.
Yeah, the DeLorean might be the most OP car. It has a flip reset indicator.
People used it a lot when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Doomsie.
And Doomsie uses it. Now only Shogun uses it. I think Shogun loves it.
Might be the only player left that uses that thing.
DeLorean, man. Yeah, first gameplay update in a long time. It's good to see, regardless of what it is. I think a gameplay update is a W.
That's massive.
Because they're updating the game.
Let's change all the cars. Change all the cars. Give them all attributes. Let's put team ranked in the game. What else? What else do we need now that they've added one change?
Faker. We need Faker in the game.
Actually, we do need Rocket League in Korea. Play Rocket League in Korea? Does it exist here?
I don't know if you can. Someone's in the chat.
Yeah,
you
have to it here?
VPN it or something.
Yeah, can we just get in the mecca of esports, please? They'd be pretty good at it, surely.
You'd think so. But it's good to see. Good to see a little gameplay update. A few other roster moves have happened. Well, we need to.
Oh yeah, let's catch up on those.
I didn't see those.
Oh, I think so. Reddit. Reddit.
There was a couple of confirmations. I think Breezy, Hibs, and who's their third just signed up. Breezy, Hibs, and chat. Who's the third? Help.
Oh, I'm scrolling.
Oh, Growly. It was Growly, right?
Growly, okay.
Breezy, Hibs, Growly is the team. That's cool.
So you got a Chronic registered with Magnifico. We did talk about a Chronic before.
And Atomic and Tox.
And Tox, yep.
That's huge. Chronic's back.
Did the sign-up window close? Well, I guess EU... Mm. Oh, aren't they changed it so there's not just EU anymore, right? They're doing multiple regions on one weekend now?
Yeah, EU,
OCE.
OCE.
Okay, so those signups are probably still open, but...
I can't believe they put APAC and OCE on the same one when,
same that's the only time zone.
Time-wise with OCE, I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, I don't think that was thought of. LCT's got a team. We'll talk about him, and it's not realized. LCT Ballerys, Yeah, that's right. And Abs Crazy. Abs, we love Abs Crazy. The baller, LCT and Abs Crazy. That's
my
nice to see.
Goat.
Bravado. Oh, there we go. A bit of SSA. Bravado add glows to replace Venom. Oh, that's Mina, isn't it? So that's when, because Venom went to.
Venom went to, well. Sorry. Supposedly went to Rule 1.
Yeah, supposedly to Rule 1. So there's probably more evidence because Glows is on that team. Moist released their current roster, but promised there's more to come.
We promised this.
They said
who promised?
Moist. Been a tough week for us, Moist fam. But I, sorry, been a tough week for us, Moist fam. But I promise you there's some great news coming right around the corner. It's real.
It's real.
Rizzo tweeted that. He's in charge of the Moist account. Please send all your concerns his way. And then we've got Stizzy registered with Dignitas for
that's happening.
NA.
Wow.
So it is Arsenal, Evo, and Stizzy. And we've got, obviously, Jara still there as well. So going to be interesting.
That's kind of nuts, actually. Like, Dig could definitely be a top four team with that because Stizzy's really good. Very good player. Also, like,
Who's the team?
Stizzy, Arsenal, and
Evo, right?
Evo. Mm. Yeah, I mean, EU players going to North America have a very good record, so I think he could be doing well. As been a European, I guess, Creams is European now, he lives in it. Yeah, European players going to NA, most of them have won a regional or a LAN, like, after.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good sign.
And then, where was we? Did we talk about yesterday? We had Astral the Solary.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
We talked about that yesterday. And that, I think, is about it from what I'm looking at. Team 3 to recruit Noah Saki for Split 2. That's a little rumor. Mr. Noah. But I guess we'll keep you. But I guess by the time we do another live show, which would be probably next week, we'll have some a lot more once the EU window closes and whatnot.
Well, actually, the crazy part is that the first day of NA, I think, is the 22nd. I think it's that whatever Friday is. Well,
this Friday.
Yeah, it'd be this Friday. So what is that? The 19th. Wait, I gotta get back and play on the 19th.
Yeah, you need to get back.
Oh my god,
you gotta register. Oh,
I got a train.
Oh, yeah. Now I mean, there's a little announcement for you guys. I'm back, baby. Turbo's cheeks are doing it again.
Turbo is
somehow not in Sweden yet. I don't know what happened with that. So we're going to be gaming once again. Me, Turbo Cap, running it back.
We kind of nailed this, the timing of this trip. We booked this before they announced, like, completely locked in dates for the season. But we kind of, like, we kind of got this spot on.
Absolutely. Get back to practice, and
can we talk now? Are we finished with Rocket League talk? We wrap it up with a bit of
we can wrap up Rocket League.
Yeah,
talk.
Oh, we should tell them about the chicken wings.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Tell them about chicken.
Talk
wings.
About the day yesterday.
Last night, look, we've had a lot of fantastic. More Korean butler that might be.
We do have that every land.
We've had a lot of Korean barbecue in Korea, which has been.
Sorry, testing, I might have accidentally testing. Turned it off. I might have accidentally turned it off. No, I didn't.
Wait, testing? One,
hello?
One.
Testing? Hello?
I'm going to take it.
Right, Rizzo's mic is the only one working well.
I'm back?
Which maybe makes no sense
it.
Because...
Am I back? Okay, we're all good.
All right.
Okay, where did I...
Let's start again.
Yes. Okay, let's start again. Ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, as I was saying, we've had a lot of fantastic... dinners, fantastic meals in Korea. I've eaten more Korean barbecue than you can poke a stick at in Korea, which has been phenomenal. As Rizzo's just honestly, nearly did a what speed like dive bombing through his setup. That was kind of what you just did there. We've eaten so much Korean barbecue. It's been phenomenal. There's been some fantastic joints we've been to, but last night we went to a calligraphy fried chicken place. And when
CJ thought that we're just going to pull up and write our names, he was like, "Why? I'm so hungry. Why are we just going to go and paint?"
I thought calligraphy. Okay, we're doing some handwriting, doing some funny little swirl at the end of our names. That's going to be interesting. Are we making like a new logo or whatnot?
A new chalk logo.
But we found this place, or we didn't find it. Athena found this place through her, where she finds everything, I guess, TikTok.
TikTok and Reels.
And it's
that's the place to find.
Firstly, it's a fantastic looking place. The entrance is about a massive paintbrush. There's paintbrushes everywhere. And the whole idea, which is, it's really genius, is it's a beautiful fried chicken place, very premium quality. But you get all these different sauces and you basically brush on your coating on the fried chicken.
There's a chili one. There was like a garlic and onion
soy,
one.
Onion.
Oh, so good.
And you just eat fried chicken all night and coat it yourself. There's pre-coated ones.
Do you remember when we ordered? Our server looked at us like we're crazy.
Yep.
We ordered so many chicken wings and we actually ate all of them except four, like that were the size, no joke, of a small planet. Rizzo ordered these planet-sized chicken wings.
Rizzo ordered moon rocks.
I watched CJ eat 76 wings, then my planets come about. No, he's like, how am I supposed to eat these?
I'd say, I'll tell no word of a lie, they had a gravitational pull.
They were like Pokeball size, like IRL Pokeball. They were enormous.
They were lethal weapons.
They were this big. He had like eight of them on his plate, and they were like brown, blacky
They
just looked like volcanic, like rocks slash meteors that he had on his plate.
What on earth?
They're like, just like chicken balls. And it wasn't even like a wing. I was like, what part of the chicken
what
is
part
this?
Of the chicken is that? Like, I've never seen a part of a chicken that size. So, apart from the planet size, like moon rocks that supposedly were chicken wings.
And they banged. Those were good, I will say.
Yeah, you polish off, like, I'd say 70% of that plate, but everything else we ate. And I don't think the server expected us to eat. She kept double checking, triple checking, like, are you guys sure you've ordered this? Are you good? We ate everything. It was so good.
The moon balls were, and she, when she presented them, when she put them down, she grated some cheese over. She has like some parmesan. I don't know what she put on them, but she was grating cheese and we kept going because I wanted to record it. She was there for 2 minutes going for it. And by the end of it,
she started and you're like, hold on, wait, let me get my phone. And then you like fumble a little bit. You're like, keep going. She's like, my arm's getting tired.
I love her. Instead of saying, wait, can you wait a minute? I'm going to record this. You're just like, keep going.
I was like, where's my phone? Keep doing it. And she's there. She's just grating cheese. But the funniest part is the amount of cheese she grated, I don't think it still wasn't enough for the size of these meteors. It felt like there wasn't much cheese on there by the end of it.
After, I was like, that must be a mindset, but it looked normal.
Yeah, there was not much cheese on there after her sitting there for ages. She was sweating by the end of the but we got there. We had a private room in the end because they were basically like, oh, we need you to wait. You've got a table for six. Yeah. And then they left and then she came back and said, actually, we've got a private room for you. We'll be ready in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, you need to wait like 30 minutes. And we're like, we can do that.
45 minutes. We're like, yeah, that's fine.
She's like, let me go ask my manager. She came back. She's like, we just need you to wait 5 minutes. We're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And then by the time we walked in there, we were in a private room somehow.
Is this why we think that there has to be somebody following us around, like vouching for us? Like some local must be like, yeah, these guys, they're good, because we can't keep getting away with this. We're getting
so
lucky.
It's the Jogcast patrons. They've called all of Korea to let them know.
We did say, I think it's the patrons.
Yeah, it might be the patrons.
But that was absolutely, that was the best dinner that I've had. The fried chicken was the best fried chicken I've had in my life.
Yeah, actually.
It was so good. And even we had wedges, there was fries or chips, there was actual crisps.
You had the fries were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Everything was so good. We got hooked up, and that'll all be out in the vlog as well, because that was a really cool place to look at. The entrance is like it's just a wall that you like, it feels like a Hogwarts broom. It's just a massive paintbrush that you like pull down and opens this secret passage into this restaurant.
There's a lot of speakeasies here.
Really cool. So that'll all come out in the Chalk vlog if you guys sub to the Patreon, patreon.com/chalkcast. And if we hit that, we'll be able to upload that vlog to Rizzo's YouTube channel. So make sure you get involved on that. And that was, what else did we do yesterday? Oh, we did all the recordings, didn't we?
We recorded all day.
Yeah, a lot of recording stuff.
We're going to do more of that today as well. After the stream, we're just going to record bonus episodes. So, we keep plugging the Patreon, but that's where the bonus episodes go. After we do live episodes, actually we don't usually do it at the same time, but aside from the live episodes, which we will continue to do for free, I guess. The bonus episodes are on the Patreon, and there's like 50 of them now. 51. Like, we've recorded episode 51 yesterday. We're going to try and do like another 3 or 4 today, since it's our last day here. We like, you know, recording in person instead of online if we can. So either 54 or 55, up to there, will be in Korea. How many? What's the last one that we uploaded on the actual Patreon itself?
The patrons will know. But people ask them.
So we've got 7 more unreleased bonus episodes coming to the Patreon over the next few weeks, next month or two, and then more, even more today, probably like another, we'll have like 10 more coming to the Patreon.
So make sure you get involved, because we're pumping out the content. People asking what the deadline is. There's no real deadline on the goals. We kind of like got them. Once we hit the goals, we'll release the videos.
We hit them,
kind of like, it's kind of what we're
doing. We're not going to be like, thanks for the 800 patrons, but you're too late, we're not going to drop merch. No, if we hit 800, we will drop merch. That's the final goal. On the Patreon goal, like, list.
On the short-term goals, because then we're going to, like, 8,000 patrons. We're going to keep cooking.
Then we need some bigger goals.
But I guess that's it for Korea, for the live apps.
That's the last live app from Korea.
That is tough.
What a trip.
Until we come back, like, with Rise next time. He can come next time. Hopefully we'll do it not in the transfer window, so we can invite pros.
Honestly, I think I feel like I'm well-traveled, but this is it's probably my favorite place I've been to.
Oh, it's class.
Yeah. Really cool. Guaranteed. Really cool place. So I cannot recommend it highly enough. I didn't really know what I was getting into going to Korea. I didn't know why Rizzo wanted to come back to Korea. He's the only one that's been here before. But it has been awesome. The content has been awesome. Can't wait for you guys to see some of that content again on the Patreon and on Rizzo's YouTube and just on the Chalkcast YouTube. You'll see everything there. So again, make sure you sub. Thanks for the support. You guys are the reason we can do this, and we'd love to do it again. And let's go bigger and better next time. And just keep, we'll be back
what's
online.
What's bigger and better than this?
I don't know.
Bringing Finley Ferguson.
And if we get 200 subs right now, we will head north.
We'll go to the DMZ. if we get 1K before we leave, I guess we have to go.
Yeah, 1K,
we'll 1K before
we leave, we're going tomorrow morning. thanks guys. You guys are superstars and we love you. I'm not going to give a drinking stream speech, but it's been a great trip.
But that is an YouTube if you want to see it.
Yeah. And honestly, I will say the entire trip has been a great success, especially in terms of the Patreon, because like we've hosted Rocket League events, and I think like spent more money doing Rocket League events and just have not seen many people be as interested in the Patreon.
They're like, that's cool.
Or
thank
like the Discord.
That,
we've grown a bunch, like the Discord, the Patreon. Because of the trip, and I think it's been awesome.
I think we kind of looked at it the wrong way before. We were trying to get as much publicity to Chalkcast, but now we're making what our existing base,
which is the Patreon
content.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's more about giving it back to you guys that have already been supporting us, and hopefully that means more people get involved because we're creating better content on that, rather than just saying getting as many eyes to Chalkcast. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
actually
because the people who are already kind of a part of the Patreon or a part of the Discord.
Yeah.
That's who we're kind of going for here.
Korean Twitch VODs are disabled, so this will be on YouTube. If you miss the start of it, it'll be on YouTube probably tomorrow or the next day. I think we're one day behind on the live uploads. But the live episodes, they do end up on the Chalkcast YouTube after they've been edited and uploaded.
And Spotify. Spotify has Spotify video as well.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they do now.
I don't think Apple does, but...
GG's Korea. Thank you for watching all the live apps. Thanks for the support. Shout out Fiber as well. What a superstar. He loves podcasts. He's watching all his
TV.
He's probably watching all his TV right now. Shout out to him. Shout out to all the patrons out there. Once again, patreon.com/shortcast. We will see you next time back on our computers, I guess. No. Unless you want to watch the bonus apps. We'll still be here for a long time.
The bonus apps, the career content.
We'll be here for a couple months on the bonus apps.
We are here for 3 months.
We're
going to
get as many as we can. We really are. But yeah, GG's. 감사합니다. 안녕하세요.
감사합니다. Peace.
Bye.